This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Why do we fast? Why do we fast? And I loved number one. There is a reason I put it number one. And we need to all, and I say this always to myself, when anyone asks us, why do you do this? Something in Islam that Allah wants us to do. The answer is, Allah said so. Allah said so. And then He will show me the reasons. It's part of stay away from this argument. Why? Why did he do that? Why did he want me to do that? That's lack of etiquette with Allah. I did it because the one who gave me everything, the one who created me, the one who still gives me, the one who is very merciful with me, said so. Basically, I fast Ramadan because I want to obey him. And number two, it is a mean to purify the soul, tazkiyatun nafs. Because the more I am in control, I control my nafs and my desires, it will become much more purified. Not everything my nafs want, I'll give it. And that's what happens in Ramadan, in this 16 or 18 hours. I'm hungry. My nafs, my soul saying, please, I need to eat. And you say, no, it's day of Ramadan. I'm thirsty, I need to drink. No, it's the day of Ramadan. The more I say no to myself, the stronger I am, the more purified I am. So when the temptation comes in to disobey Allah later, I am stronger to say no. It's a mean to attain taqwa. What is taqwa? Allah conscious. And this is a beautiful concept. It teaches me fasting, teaches me when I am alone, outside Ramadan, to remember that Allah is watching me and He's seeing what I am doing and He is hearing what I am saying, and that's taqwa. Taqwa that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala find you where He wants you and does not find you where He doesn't want you. He finds you where He wants you. Time of salah, He wants to see me. I am on my sajjada, on my jainamaz. I am in salah. And He doesn't want to see me doing something else. And He doesn't want to see an act of disobedience and He see me there. That's taqwa. Sawm, fasting, get me there. Because what is the reason I am not eating or drinking when I am alone? Because I know He sees me. And I know He watch me. And for 30 days, if I can do this, I inshallah, ya Rabbi, I mean, when I leave Ramadan, I got to this. I got to this feeling that Allah is watching me. And fasting in general, teach me less attachment. Less attachment. This is something maybe a little bit funny, but look at us these days, especially staying at home, and a lot of the things you're hearing from people that we are eating way more, we're having more snacks, we're eating more because it's available, and we have more time. Fasting, and we're still going to be, Allah by His wisdom, we're still going to be in lockdown. And what? But we're not going to be eating. Less attachment to the worldly things. And I need to talk to myself. Another note. So the first note will be taqwa. The second note I'll put to myself as a goal at the end of Ramadan. Less attachment. If I have it, alhamdulillah. If I don't have it, alhamdulillah. I stayed 16 hours with no food and drink. I can stay with less this or less that. And of course, the last thing which we all say, fasting, hunger actually reminds me. Hunger reminds me of those who cannot find. And subhanAllah, in the last few weeks when I'm sure everybody had this experience, when you went to this supermarket and you find the shelves are empty, and then you really needed, for example, that thing, and that thing is not available. What was the feeling? Now look at the feeling if it was available, but I cannot have it. I can't buy it. I can't. I don't have the means. It teaches me less attached and makes me feel with the other people who, for us, alhamdulillah, everything is available and we can buy. A lot of people, it's either not available or it is available, but they cannot have it. I put this hadith because this hadith covered the whole beauty of fasting. If you can just look at this hadith, remind yourself of this saying of Rasul ﷺ every day in Ramadan. So you don't lose the resolve, the himmah. You don't get weaker and tired. On the contrary, every day you will be stronger. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, sahadithun qudsi, Rasul ﷺ said, قال الله عز وجل, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, every deed of the son of Adam is for him, except fasting. It is for Allah, it is for me, and I will reward for it. Third note, I am fasting for Allah, and He will reward me unaccounted. I have no idea. He didn't say 1 times 10 or 1 times 70. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Those who are patient, they will be rewarded unaccounted for. And sabr and siyam together, being patient and fasting, they usually come together. So number one, I have always to remember in the morning when I put my suhoor, and then that's it. I was like, Ya Allah, this is for you. What a beauty. Imagine, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this feeling all the time when someone does something special. And then you say, why did you do that? And they say, I did it for you. What do you feel? How do you feel? You feel you're special. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, you're doing it for me. You're doing it for me. Now this is Allah, I and you doing something special for Allah. And He taught me that. I didn't. He taught me and He said, do it. It's for me and I will reward you. Number two, as-siyamu junnah. It's a shield. It's a protection. It should protect me. Protect me from shaitan. Protect me from disobedience. Protect me from my own nafs and my desires. And then don't forget, لا يرفث ولا يصحب. Don't say immoral things. Don't stay away from indecency and immorality in general. Number four, the small card I'm going to say, if someone is going to try to quarrel with me or is going to say things that is offending to me or he's going to offend me, she will offend me, I am going to say, إني صائم. I am fasting. See how the beauty of this. The beauty of this. Inni sa'im. And then he swear by the one who owns his life, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the smell of the person who's fasting. Normally, especially as the day goes by, and we get much drier, and it may have some smell. That smell is more beautiful and more beloved to Allah than the smell of the musk. And the fasting person has two joys. Remember this, two joys. The joy, the moment of joy, when I put that date in my mouth and I was like, Alhamdulillah, because I obeyed Allah. Alhamdulillah, He gave it to me. I was able to do it. Alhamdulillah, I have the date. Alhamdulillah, I have something to break my fast. And the second joy is when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see this in our books. And we will be very happy by our fasting. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. So it is protection from the hellfire. It's a mean to forgive my forgiveness of my sins. And it is a way to get me to Jannah, and as-sawmu Jannah, yustajannu biha al-abdu min al-nar. Sawm, fasting, is a shield, and the servant of Allah, by fasting, you're protecting yourself from the hellfire. Think of it this way. If you had a fire, right? And the fire, let's say whether it's fire in the winter or it's on the stove and the fire is up and you're trying to protect yourself from the fire. So you look for water, you look for something to protect yourself so you don't get burned. This is fasting for us in the hereafter. It protects me from the hellfire. So I want to have a lot of fasting and a beautiful fasting in my book because it will protect me from the hellfire, as-sawmu junnah. And fasting is so special to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He made a special gate in Jannah for the people who fast. Fil jannati tamaniyati abwab. Jannah has 8 gates. Jannah has 8 gates. And one gate is specifically only the people who fast, ar-rayyan, the name of it. لا يدخله إلا الصائمون. No one will enter through that gate except those who fast. Think of it this way. This hadith comes to my mind When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to bless me and I go in Ramadan to Mecca and it's very busy and crowded and they close this door. Those of you who have been in Umrah, they close that door and they close that door and then they will leave one door only. And then that door, as I said, only the people in the front, they will enter. How do you feel when you are so special and you enter that door, going to the Haram of Allah, and there is millions of people behind you, they couldn't make it. Fasting in Jannah. The door. Ya Allah, make us enter from there. From there. Ya Rabbi Ameen. Al-Rayyan. La yadkhuluhu illa sa'imun. Only the people who are fasting, enter it. Month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran. Both will intercede for me. And you and me, how much we need intercession. Both of them will speak. Day of Judgment, everything will speak except the tongue. The fasting will say, Ya Allah, please forgive him. I made him or her not eat or drink. And the Quran will say, Ya Allah, please intercede for him. I made him not sleep in the night because he or she was reading Quran. Ramadan, give me both. Ramadan, give me both. Because the day of Ramadan is the fast and the night of the Ramadan is the Qiyam. And what is the Qiyam? Salah with Quran, longer with the Quran. And I will add to this, in general, all of us, we are much more attached to the Quran during Ramadan than outside Ramadan. May Allah correct this in us, but that's reality. So both of them will speak for us. So when you are so tired at 5 and 6 p.m. and you are getting no more energy, remember this. It's going to come and talk for me. It's going to intercede for me. And when you're in the middle of the night, 11, 12, and you're getting so tired, no more energy to stand. Wallahi ya Allah, I cannot stand two more ruka'at. Let this come to your mind and to your ear. I'm going to intercede for you. Stand up. Stand up. Quran and fasting will intercede for us and whomsoever. Fast Ramadan out of faith and waiting for his or her reward. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Sins before will be removed, expiated. Let's make it this way. Let's make it this way. إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا. Full faith in Allah. All my energy, all my resolve, all my plans, everything I want to do is to please Allah out of faith, and this is His month. And I am also waiting for my reward. And Allah will give it to me, because that's what the hadith is saying.